Researchers in how children acquire language often say it's best to teach a second language to kids when they're young. That thinking has for decades shown up in schools with foreign languages classes starting in the very early grades. Across the country, though, these days, that thinking has broadened to schools teaching 50% of subject matter in one language and the other half in another language. Reasons include global workforce readiness and especially higher academic achievement. This fall, Merino Schools will launch a dual language immersion program in Chinese for its kindergarten students. I recently talked with the Director of International Programs, Jill Takasaki Canfield, about benefits of dual instruction and why her school decided to teach core subjects in Mandarin.
Chinese is the most widely spoken language in the world, and so it makes a lot of sense for a lot of reasons. As you mentioned, we're doing a 50-50 immersion model, so half the day the students will learn in English and half of the day they'll learn in Chinese. So the students will have the same content as other kindergartners, but they will just have some of the content delivered in Chinese and some in English.
Have you decided which content will be delivered in what language?
Yes, to begin, they'll have math, science, and art in Chinese, and then social studies, English, and religion in English.
How did you decide that?
Well, partly it was looking at a lot of different models around the U.S. and also just the comfort level of the teachers that we will be having lead this program. So there's a Chinese teacher who's been our K-2 Mandarin teacher for the last 4 years. And then the English teacher is someone who has currently teaches in our first grade, but she has a lot of experience working in kindergarten.
There is a lot of research to show that children who grow up bilingual have greater advantages over those who are monolingual, and that the best time to introduce a language is when a child is small. Mm-hmm. That's one level of the research. There's also another level of the research that looks at what this means in the global context, to have kids understand that they are not just looking at life through an American lens, mm-hmm. but they're also being able to be taught subjects through the lens of a different language. How dependent were you on that research in making your decision, or were you planning to just integrate Mandarin in this way anyway?
Well, even though this program's new to Hawaii, there's lots of research. I mean, over the last 20 to 30 years, there's been a huge increase in these types of immersion programs across the U.S. and really in the world. So the research that's been done shows that in addition to developing, you know, advanced proficiency in a language, Chinese or Mandarin in this case, there's so many other benefits for the student. You know, it's really a journey. We call it kind of a 5 to 7 year bilingual brain journey. And at the end of it, or even during, as students grow and learn the language, they develop things like critical thinking skills, problem solving skills. The way, as you mentioned, the way they look at the world changes. I mean, they're thinking differently. The research also shows that there's an increase in divergent thinking, so that there's a lot of, you know, possibilities and solutions. Just to tie into your question about what's going on in the world, I mean, when you think about what's happening in the world, I think it's more important than ever that our students are able to collaborate and work across borders, and having not just language ability, but a greater appreciation of other people's perspectives, and just a greater appreciation for diversity, and just the valuing of other cultures, I think will take them a long way in being successful.
You're talking about developing a cultural intelligence mm-hmm. along with academic rigors. Mm-hmm. There's also the issue of learning how to think, as you talk about, in these languages, and be able to feel fluid in those languages and not be translating back and forth, but just be able to flip a mental switch, if you will, and be able to operate as well in one language as you do in another, which is the hallmark of mm-hmm. someone who's truly bilingual and does it fluidly without never even stopping to think about it. Mm-hmm. How will you measure the success of the kids who are just now starting, or will be this fall, mm-hmm. in this immersion program?
So there's a lot of tests in terms of the language and how we'll be looking and monitoring ways that of their outcomes in terms of the language as they continue on through the grades. And we're still evaluating what other types of things that we'll measure as this program develops over the next 5 to 7 years.
Especially when you're talking about developing that cultural intelligence, that's a little more unwieldy when you're trying to get your arms around that. It's not simply, do you know the grammar of the language? Can you speak it well? Yeah. Can you hold a conversation?
Right. I mean, definitely, like I mentioned before, it's really the students will think differently. I mean, it's not just about language. And I just want to mention to you, you know, one of the things that parents often are probably the most the question I've been asked the most is, how is this going to affect my child's English acquisition? Is it going to, there going to be any kind of delay? And I think that it's interesting, like, as you talk about developing skills, it's not just developing skills in Mandarin, but also English. You know, the research that we talked about before also has shown that the students in immersion programs like this and develop a bilingual brain do better across academic subjects, including English. And I think that that's surprising to people. But I think that also feeds into what you're talking about, you know, that they will be able to go back and forth between English and Mandarin, who knows what other languages, because, you know, the research also shows that as you develop fluency in a second language, it opens up the possibilities of other languages as well.
And there are other places across the country. I'm thinking of Utah in particular, where they are doing immersion in French, in Spanish, in Chinese,
Japanese.
And Japanese, and looking to add Portuguese into that too, with the idea of creating exactly what we're talking about with this dual learning model. You already have some patterns out there to follow. Were you in touch with anyone in Utah or any other place around the country to be able to get some help from them?
Yes. So we've been very fortunate. We've been in touch with people in a lot of different schools and districts that are already doing immersion. We also have had a lot of support through the University of Hawaii Confucius Institute and Chinese Flagship Program, as well as some immersion consultants like Dr. Met. So it's been really helpful. I think the two teachers that I mentioned earlier, the Chinese and English teacher for their kindergarten class this fall, and I just came back from a trip to L.A. And we went to L.A., talked with the L.A. Unified School District, went to Alhambra and visited a school that's kind of like a mentor school for us. And we were able to spend a lot of time. And I think that the thing that was really exciting was just to see and interact with students who are 5 and 6 years into this journey. And the thing that was interesting that on the first day that one of the teachers noticed, you know, we were in the we started in the kindergarten class, you know, the end of the first year, and the students were interacting and answering the teacher in Chinese. It was really exciting to see and look at their work, but just to observe and even to talk with them. But we noticed that a lot of times the students in kindergarten still talk to each other in English, kind of off on the side or if they were in their working groups. But then when we went to the first grade class, we observed that a lot of the students, of course, they continued to talk with the teacher in Chinese, but even when they were in their groups, there was a mixture. A lot of the students were talking to each other in Chinese, I mean, or answering in Chinese. So I think that was really exciting. And of course, we saw even more progress as we visited the upper grades.
We wish you great success with your new program, and we'll be looking forward to seeing what that progress looks like here.
Thank you.
Jill Takasaki Canfield is Mary Knoll School's Director of International Programs. Their immersion program in Mandarin will begin this fall.